today on Real Radio.
All of the pressure and the intensity of what you're going through right now, listen, it has not escaped the loving eye of God. He is going to bring you through it. The world may throw horrible things at you. The world may be attacking you right now tonight. Jesus knows, and he will recompense. He has not abandoned you. He will walk you through it.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Thy Kingdom Come, continues a series now called The God of Our Salvation, the book of Isaiah. So glad you could join us today. You know, Isaiah prophesied from the years 739 BC to 681 BC to a nation that had turned a deaf ear to the Lord. So through Isaiah, God had to warn Israel of the coming judgment in the hope that his chosen people would return to him. The book of Isaiah also provides us with a full scope into the life of Jesus Christ, his virgin birth, his sacrificial death, and his glorious return. In Isaiah chapter 34, we saw how there was a shift in the structure of Isaiah as he takes us far into the future towards a very small segment of time called the tribulation period. It was clear by that time that mankind couldn't govern themselves. God's plan is to literally save man from himself. But the purpose of this terrible seven-year period was to turn the Jews back to their Messiah. Now in Isaiah chapter 35, we'll get a welcomed break from the gloom and doom and get just a glimpse of how God restores a tired and broken world. So today on day two of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that God will heal our brokenness, our diseases, and our emotional suffering. We'll no longer be subject to death, but we will be eternal. God is literally going to create a new paradise on earth without the effects of sin and its curse that fell upon mankind in the Garden of Eden. And now continuing his lesson called Thy Kingdom Come, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
And when Christ comes, thy kingdom come, he brings as close as possible, he'll bring heaven on earth when he comes. And he's going to be the one that fixes a broken humanity. Humanity's busted. It's broken. Strengthen the weak hands. Those of you who are 30 and you're thinking, what weak hands? Just wait, you won't be disappointed. You'll have some. And make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful of hearts, wow. Be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come. And I love this. I love this when it has nothing to do with me. Your God will come with vengeance, not on you, but on the enemies of Christ when he comes in the second coming. He's going to come to give them what they deserve. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. He's not only speaking to Judah, he's speaking to Israel, but we know future, he's speaking to all those who love him. God's not a respecter of persons. Do you love the Lord tonight? He will come and save you. Yeah, but you know what, Pastor? I've got this and I've got that. This is happening and the other thing's going on. He will come and save you. Listen, let him define what saving looks like. Let him define that. But we're in this trouble and we're in this mess. Call out to him. He will bring you through it. All of the pressure and the intensity of what you're going through right now. Listen, it has not escaped the loving eye of God. He is going to bring you through it. The world may throw horrible things at you. The world may be attacking you right now tonight. Jesus knows, and he will recompense. Amen. He has not abandoned you. He will walk you through it. But humanity's broken. So God sent the gospel. Listen to this. When Jesus was on earth and he was commissioning his disciples, in Luke chapter 10, verse 9, the Bible says, and he says to them, heal the sick, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near you. This is an interesting statement. Listen, go out there and do miracles, guys. And you tell the people, the kingdom of God has come near you. I want you to imagine that for a moment. When the disciples were out now, empowered by the commissioning of Jesus, and they are doing miracles by the power of the Holy Spirit, they were told, tell people, that the kingdom has come near you. You say, Pastor Jack, I thought the kingdom was in us. Not until you're born again. When the gospel is preached, what is the gospel? Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, God incarnate, died on the cross as a suffering sacrifice for our sin debt. He died in our place and was punished for us, that we need not be punished with his atonement. And if that wasn't enough, for our justification, he was buried, dead, 3 days, or on the third day, resurrected from the dead to guarantee your salvation. And faith in him alone, not in yourself, will save you. He died for your sins. You praise him for that. He's laid in the grave. Hell could not hold him. The grave could not put its grip on him. He was resurrected from the dead and turns around as a great attorney and says, because death couldn't hold me, and if you believe in me and trust in me that I died for your sins, I'll see to it that the grave and death cannot hold you either. Follow me. That's what he said. Just follow me. What an awesome, awesome Savior. The gospel. And he tells the disciples, go preach it. But you tell the people that when you're preaching it and doing these miracles, the kingdom of God is near you. Luke 11:20. Jesus said, but if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. What does that mean? When they were questioning Jesus about his miraculous acts, the Pharisees, they were accusing him of being the prince of demons because he was able to command demons. And Jesus said, are you crazy? How can Satan have a home or a castle divided against himself? It won't stand. No, the truth is, I command demons because I have absolute power over them. And if you see this happen, the kingdom of God is upon you. It's right in front of you. So listen, the first saying was, the kingdom of God is near you if God is doing a work. The second thing is, if you see the kingdom of darkness being torn apart by the gospel of God, know this, the kingdom of God is upon you. It's right there. It's not in you yet. It's right in your face. In other words, you're closer. The one group was close. You are confronting now. You are standing in the presence of the kingdom of God. Wherever Jesus Christ was on earth, it was the kingdom of God. What he was exercising in his earthly ministry was a hint, was a little Yosemite, Kauai, Bora Bora sampling of his power, his presence, his kingdom come. The Bible tells us in James chapter 1, I believe it's verse 17, I'm going from memory, which is scary, that all good and perfect things come from the Father of lights, from above. Good. You see this? Did you see the mountains today, the snow? We are so spoiled. I'm looking at the mountains and I'm looking through a bunch of palm trees at massive snow-covered mountains. Gorgeous. Just a hint. To feel the cool air, for crying out loud. Today, you guys, it's the dead of winter. It was 55 degrees today. I mean, that's like you could freeze to death in that kind of weather. And I stood outside for a moment and the sun hit my face and it was like, oh. And I just thought, Lord, Isaiah 35, it's going to be, these are little hints of his goodness. You ever have that happen to you? When it's just like, What about the lightning that rolled through the other day and the thunder and the hail? It hailed. Didn't you sense the power of God? Boom, flash, boom, hail. It's like amazing. People watching right now in Nebraska are saying, is he on drugs or something? What is it? We literally had weather. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7. Matthew 10:7 says, and as you go preach, saying, the kingdom of God is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely you have received, freely give. The power of God, the kingdom power was upon them. It's a hint. This is an interesting verse. You don't hear it very often, but it's regarding God fixing broken humanity. When Christ comes, he's going to fulfill all of this. And Romans chapter 8, verse 19 begins this. Romans 8, 19. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. That's you, if you're a believer. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him, Adam, who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption to obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Listen, when we're redeemed, when Christ comes back, he's going to fix the world. He's going to fix the earth. He's going to fix broken humanity. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. You ever think about that? Nature groans waiting for the Lord to return. You turn on National Geographic and you see the lion eating the little gazelle. You know, that's not how God created it. People out there in the world will say, you want me to believe in your loving God? Well, then how does, why, you know, I go down to the water and I got to watch out for sharks. Your God invented the shark. Listen, somehow in the beginning, sharks didn't like people meat. In the Garden of Eden, there was no death until Adam and Eve sinned. Did you know that? The Bible says that. Wow. But when they sinned, creation was subjected to death. Where was I? Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. Verse 23. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit. Look at that statement. If you're a believer tonight and the Holy Spirit is inside of you, you have this freakishly bizarre yearning and longing for your new life to be fulfilled. You're waiting. You know, down deep inside, this ain't all there is. You know that? We're going somewhere. We're moving now. Where are we going? We're going to be with the Lord. Rapture is going to happen at some point in time. We're going to go up. We're going to be up there for a while. And then in Revelation 19, second coming, we come back with him. He establishes his reign on earth for 1,000 years. It's called the millennium. It's what we're talking about right here, right now. The Bible tells us in Romans 8, 23, it goes on to say that we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption. Isn't that sweet? I like adoption because adoption means God picked you. I mean, look, when our kids were born into our family, they were born in, what are you going to send them back? They're yours. You got to take them home. Gosh, the kid's ugly, but he's mine. I got to take him home. But adoption, if you've been adopted, you were picked. Isn't it amazing? Every believer, the Bible says, we've been adopted by God. And God's got it in the right order. He adopts us. In his infinite, eternal mind, he knows. He adopts us. And for that process to take place, then we're born again. Think about that. Because God knows. From his perspective, he sees it done. But we don't. We get born again. We come to Christ and receive him as Lord and Savior. And then we read in the Bible and find out he adopted us before the foundations of the world. How does that work? I don't have a clue. I just know that God knows everything. Charles Spurgeon, it's cute. He says he's joking, but he says, I'm so glad God picked me before the creation of the world ever happened because he wouldn't have picked me after. That's sweet, but imagine with me when the kingdom comes. According to the chapters and the books of the Bible that speak about the millennium, and I wish we could pause the clock because this is going to generate questions, but we don't have enough time tonight to go through questions, but listen to this. I'll try to say this as simply as possible. Regarding you and I tonight, if you can hear my voice and you're a believer, you and I will be in the millennium as the bride of Christ. Do you understand that? You will be eternal. You will be glorified. You'll have a new body. Those who live in, that is, they survive the judgment of Matthew 25 as Jesus separates the sheep from the goats in the judgment of his second coming. Those who live into the kingdom are mortals like you and I are now. They will live in. The only thing that will happen to them is actual death. They will die, but Isaiah says in another place that when a man dies at the age of 100 during that time, it's as though a child dies. Longevity is going to increase like Eden. Okay? But that's not you. You will co-reign with Christ, the bride of Christ. You won't be subject to death ever. So check this out. During the millennium, those who are mortals will die, but the Bible says that there's no sickness. No one's going to be walking around sick in the millennium. Jesus won't have it. The mortals won't be sick. You, of course, won't be sick. There'll be no blindness. Did you see the blind girl sing? She was the only performer in the Sunday morning church service in Washington, D.C. that got an applause from the congregation. Blind from birth, blind. And she sang Amazing Grace. And there were people crying and praising the Lord. And there'll be no more blindness. Think about your own life and maybe either yourself or some that you know have been attacked by disease. There'll be no disease. There'll be no emotional suffering. There'll be no more results of sin as we know it today. Mortals will die. We don't know exactly how they'll die. Maybe of old age. But it's quite amazing. Look at verse 5-7. Because thy kingdom come means he creates a paradise on earth. Then. You got to circle the word then. It's a huge word. It's a timestamp. Then. It means then, only then. Up until now, no. But then, yes. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. Is that awesome? You know any blind people? There won't be blind people in the millennium. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Deaf, not anymore. Look at verse 6. Then the lame shall leap like a deer. I'm not lame, and I can't leap like a deer now. I've never been able to. Somehow the lame are going to leap like a deer. How cool is that going to be? You know anybody in a wheelchair? Somebody that's confined to bed? Do you know anybody who's disabled like that? They're gonna leap. And the tongue of the dumb sing. The person that can't speak with articulation, they can't form words, they just make noises. Oh, they're gonna sound like Bocelli or Pavarotti or whatever. Listen to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11, regarding paradise on earth. Matthew 11 verse 1 says, now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. And when John, that's John the Baptist, heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one, the Messiah, or do we look for another? John was having doubts. Notice what Jesus' answer is to John the Baptist. Jesus answered and said to them, go tell John, notice everybody, the things which you hear and see. Why? That's kingdom talk. Go tell John that you are hearing and seeing kingdom activity. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Go tell John that. As soon as John was to hear, are you sitting down? As soon as John the Baptist heard that, he was immediately in his amazing prophetic remembrance brought to Isaiah 35. That's code. Jesus used this chapter. Tell John. Isaiah 35 is happening right now because I'm here. What an awesome thing. I want to show you some more pictures of this. Before the water shall burst forth in the wilderness, listen, and streams in the desert. We had that this week. The parched ground shall become a pool. That was my backyard. And the thirsty land, springs of water in the habitations of jackals, where these horrible beasts lived, where they all lay around, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. I want to show you some pictures just because it's fun. Isn't this amazing? These are hints. Look at this. Drought, it rains, kaboom. The whole time the drought was in effect, that data, the technology was in the earth, waiting. The seeds of those purple and yellows were waiting, just waiting for water. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mojave Desert is one of the, certainly it's a beautiful desert, but it hasn't seen its glory yet. When Christ comes back, he's going to transform the deserts, the parched lands. When you drive, is it I-40? I get all confused. Maybe it's 10 or 40. When you're heading down towards the Colorado River Valley and you see some of those dry lake beds that stretch out for miles and there's no sign of life. Can you imagine when the Lord sends rain like he's going to send rain? Then this is just a hint. Next picture. This is one of my most favorite places on earth. It's Zion National Park. And you ought to go there sometime. But listen, when it rains, you got to be careful when you're there because you can get killed. People get killed there every year because the rains come and the little creeks turn into rivers. It's beautiful, but you don't want to get caught in it. But look at that. In the middle of the desert, the explosion of life. Next picture. I forget how many we have, but that is down. That's the... What's the big canyon over here in Arizona? The Grand Canyon. That's areas of the Grand Canyon. In the middle of the desert, when it rains. Okay, next slide. I just like this painting. When I think of the millennium, I think of this stuff. And that's not a stretch. When the millennium comes, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be like the great masters painted on oil, on canvas. Next slide. Another great painting. Look at that. Listen, what were they thinking when they painted this? Seriously. This is in man's heart. Why is that there? Because as a human, you're related to your original mom and dad. There's not only a DNA in you. I believe that God has passed things along in our lives. And some of these things is the ability to appreciate that. If somebody doesn't like that, honestly, you have serious, serious mental problems. No, come on. Seriously, honestly, if you don't think that's amazing, what's wrong with you? God did this stuff. Even though that's a painting, it speaks about what God is all about.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Thy Kingdom Come. Thanks for joining us today. And when you allow Jesus Christ to take over your life, you too can experience eternal kingdom living and his love that lasts forever. Thy Kingdom Come is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before the day he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, let me turn you on to a couple of videos that you can find on Pastor Jack's Real Life with Jack Hibbs YouTube channel. These videos were filmed live during one of his recent tours to Israel. Now, one of them is called The Authority and Reliability of the Bible. It's a message that he spoke from the caves located near the Dead Sea. Now, you may be wondering why Pastor Jack did a message from there. Well, it was inside these caves where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. A significant discovery when it comes to trusting God's Word, the Bible. Pastor Jack also taped one of his Facebook Happening Now broadcasts from Israel. His special guest is our friend Amir Safati, who many of you know is from Israel, but did you know that he's a major in the Israeli Defense Force? This is the first time that Pastor Jack did his Happening Now broadcast outside the U.S. He's speaking from the prophetic Valley of Armageddon, and according to the Book of Revelation, it's the location where armies will gather for a final battle during the end times. So head on over to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel. It's called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. And don't forget to click on the notifications icon for all of Pastor Jack's latest videos. And if you need to get a hold of us, call us, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.